What's going on, brothers? It's Lyman Tell You the Name. Got a video for you. It's written title, Snakes in the Grass, Part 4. Here goes. So, you're a grifter. You fasten yourself into a dating rooch. What is the first thing you do when you come to social media? You search for a group of bachelors, confirmed bachelors, and you trash them and say that they're losers. Well, this newest dating roach is no different. So you have this clown who names himself after a character from a Matthew McConaughey flick, who says that this philosophy, this lifestyle is for losers. Even though we have debunked and dissected how dating roaches and PUAs are absolute zeros, who teach other men how to lie to women to get laid. So this pretty much means that if you have no sexual marketplace value, if you have no charm, no substance as a man, you pay somebody $500 or $1,000 to teach you how to lie to women to get laid? Are you fucking serious? I mean, their antics and their chicken shit maneuvers are no different than Minister Toenail, Pastor Porkchop, Reverend Pigfeet. You know, the Jimmy Swaggart wannabes who are angry, frustrated, and upset because men and young men are not going to church and the collection plate is dry. So what do they do? Huh? What do? They start shaming and flicking shit at men and young men because nobody is listening to them. Nobody is allowing themselves to be pimped and robbed. Kind of like the young men who walked out of that black church a couple of months ago when the Pastor Porkchop tried to shame them into wifing up those single mothers in that church. They said no, they won't have it, and then they walked the fuck out. I mean, this is no different. But these charlatans, these dating roaches who flick shit at this big town philosophy, this ain't nothing new, man. They've been doing this for years. They've been doing this since Paul Prowse was putting out content. They've been doing this since Paul Prowse has been putting out content. These guys, for the most part, are just thieves and liars. Thieves and liars. They're trying to get blood from a stone. They're trying to convince you that you're a loser unless you're chasing tail or pursuing relationships. And one of the fastest ways to ruin your life is to chase peace leave. That's why in the book of Proverbs it says, do not give your strength to women nor your waste that which destroys kings. And in the scriptures it also says, do not trim your ways to seek affection. I'm going to say it again. Do not trim your ways to seek affection. If a woman likes you, then she likes you. You don't need to lie to her so she can like you. That's bullshit. That's fraudulent. But if you listen to these dating roaches and these PUA monkeys, they're telling you that deception is just fine. It's all right. Because in the end, you got laid and you're an alpha. Right? Wrong. If you base your entire existence on chasing tail, you're not a fucking alpha. You're a dog. Chasing pussy is not a sign of masculinity. If anything, the boomer simps and manginas who try to affix chasing pussy or twat validation to masculinity, they're idiots. They're fools for doing that because they've ruined the next generation, the generation after that, for adopting these fucked up behaviors. You know how a certain fraudulent individual said that there are no millionaire MGTOWs? Well, that person is full of shit. We have MGTOWs who are in the big five. We have MGTOWs who are making six figures. We have MGTOWs who are millionaires. Some of them might actually be billionaires, but they won't tell your dumb ass that. The dating roaches don't know that. But they themselves wish they were millionaires, billionaires. But they can't become millionaires or billionaires unless they have easy marks, suckers, incels, and manginas purchasing their product, which is bullshit. We all know the whole song and dance, right? If you buy my $50 pheromone soap, if you purchase my books, and maintain masculine frame, then all these bitches will love you and worship your cuck, right? Right? Can I get an amen? It's all bullshit. It's fraudulent. And these dating roach grifters, they know that. They know they're full of shit. But they have to try to convince you that what they're selling you is correct. When it's all bullshit. It's no different than these candy-ass maggots, Pastor Porkchop, Reverend Pigfeet, and Minister Toenail, who tries to guilt-trip his congregation or goes above and beyond to try to get more men or more young men to join their congregation because his congregation is full of single mothers. Single mothers who want to get married or they need somebody to wife them up so they can clean up their bed. Basically, wipe them up so that they can pay off their student loan debt and the credit card debt. The cleanup man. So, since these dating roaches and PUA monkeys are still toting this bullshit, saying, well, you're a loser if you go your own way and save your money, let me ask you this, brothers. Check this out. Let me ask you this. Let's say you take the advice from one of these dating roaches. And you get laid, and now you're on the hook for child support. Are these PUA monkeys and dating coach grifters going to help you pay your child support? No. Are these same dating roach grifters and PUA clowns going to get you out of prison if you're falsely accused of sexual misconduct? No. These guys, these PUA clowns and dating roaches are a joke to write themselves. They're basically a caricature of humanity, like, you know, R.K. Swindler from Garfield. Remember that guy? R.K. Swindler? That's who these dating roaches and these PUA monkeys are. They're con men. And they know they are. Buy my book, buy my pheromone soap, and bitches will love you. Fuck all that. Brothers, focus on skills and abilities. Focus on skills and abilities. Master your luck of game and perfect it. If you can do this, you have a quiet life. Much like myself, I'm a blue collar brother. I went to community college. I went to trade school. I mastered a trade. I perfected it, and now I'm counting the Benjamins. I'm living a quiet life. And that's all I could ever wanted. But I'm not getting comfortable just yet. I'm still focusing on skills and abilities, and I still got projects I want to get off the ground. And speaking of projects, there's one project that Brother MED mentioned in regards to SYSBM, but that's for another video. That's for another time. But right now, I'm going to focus on this video right now. So, you brothers out there worth your salt, continue to call out these dating roaches and these PUA monkeys. They're con men, and they know they are. Remember, if you start with a lie, you end up with nothing. These grifters figure out the hard way. As Jack Murphy. As that fucking idiot. Brothers, better yourself for yourself. That's my message to you. It's Lionel MGTOW. That's all I got for you, brothers. If you like the video, like the badass here in the commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you want to donate, visit my channel. You'll find a tip jar on the upper right-hand side of the screen. That's G-Plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. You know it's in Goway, living with SYSBM. That's for these dating roaches, these PUA monkeys, and all these grifters who have a lot of cash shit to talk about MGTOW, but they themselves are selling snake oil to young men. Give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. More to come, tight. See you soon.